Everyone, it's Jack and Remy.
Good evening.
It's Remy and Jack.
Jack and Remy. So basically, I'm trying to audit my voice because I sound really nasally and my S's come out weird on this camera. But it stifles my personality if I do that, so.
We gotta get real here.
I know.
We're getting real. Let's get real.
We're real. Could we start off with that we just watched Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen's show on Bravo, and apparently Bethany Frankel has her own talk show coming out.
So I guess she's our Mazel of the Week. Corny, I know, but can you
imagine that you can go from a housewife, right? A real housewife of New York.
Wait, and just for the record, she was a single housewife.
Well, had they, let's Google that. How'd they get around that?
Because she was engaged, I think. Remember, she was dating that guy?
Oh.
And she's dated
God.
A lot of people, but she had, like, she kind of, like, she always says, like, she was kind of broke, I think, when she started the show. And
7K. 7K was the magic number.
Hmm.
She had 7,000 in her checking account and her savings account. 7,000. So, I'm at negative 7,000, so I guess.
So I guess that's good news for everyone. I think Bethany, you know what? She had a product to sell. Her whole thing from the beginning, she was a business. She was doing the healthy food cooking and like the somewhat of the healthy catering. She had a business from the beginning, so she had a product to sell. So being on the show was good for her.
Okay.
If you go on these shows when you have something to sell, you have a product, sell it. You know?
But my concern is that, does she have the know-about, does she have the expertise to host a talk show?
I find her a little obnoxious.
Okay.
I like her, I get it, I'm all about female entrepreneurs. However, her whole like Jewish girl without being a Jewish girl thing.
So I had no idea that she wasn't Jewish, just so you know. I always thought she was Jewish.
Well, Frankel, I mean.
Frank, I always thought she was Jewish. But you know what? I get what her purpose is. It's there.
But her purpose is maybe not a talk show. You know what? There's a lot of good talk shows, but they're not, you know, she's got a good personality, but that doesn't necessarily translate to a talk show.
Wow. And she started off on The Apprentice Martha Stewart and worked her way. Okay.
Got some surgery.
It's possible. She fixed up her fucked up
face.
Bought
a Birkin. And you know.
She bought a Birkin. She got tits. She picked up that fucked up face. But you know what? She still could be cuter. Way cuter. But she's way better than she... If you're listening, Google Bethany Frankel in The Apprentice Martha Stewart.
And you will understand.
You will.
I mean, she said... What do the Dutch have anyway? A windmill? And Martha was not thrilled about that. She said Vermeer and Van Gogh, which we literally fainted.
Van Gogh.
And you're just like, Martha, where's your ankle bracelet, honey?
Can we get started on, do you think Jennifer Aniston's pregnant?
No.
It's a lie?
I think In Touch is lying because they needed like a double story.
Okay, because... I don't think she's going to have kids, by the way, Jennifer Aniston. And by the way, I like Jennifer Aniston a lot.
You know what? I feel bad for Jennifer Aniston. I was just talking about this with my roommate the other day. And I think that poor Jen Ann, she has had to live out her breakup with her husband for 6 years.
It's
not fair. You know what? We deal with it for 6 months, you know, and then like, see you later. See you later, alligator. It's done. You know?
You have to relive that hell over
for 6 years.
And
it's
over.
Like you can never, ever, you know, heal the wound because no one else wants to heal the wound.
I don't think it's fair.
I think
of the media to use this story. It's such a cheap shot because you know it's going to get the readers because you know it's interesting, but you have no mercy for this woman. Not for 6 months, not for a year, not but since 2003? When did she get divorced?
I think they were married for, I think they've been together for 6 or 7 years, Angelina and Brad, and so that must be around the same amount of time.
And how, and now it's like they have kids, the kids are older, and they're still talking about it. I don't
And they're the heroes, and she's kind of like the lonely girl. It's kind of sad.
No, I don't. Okay. I don't.
Moving on?
No, I just, I don't. She, to me, is, you know, she reminds me a lot of Taylor Swift, who I do want to talk about.
But that, I'm really excited to talk about her. Because, I have so much to say.
And because Taylor Swift is also one of those, you know,
dates just portrayed about anybody.
As lovesick.
You know what? It's kind of at the point where, like, girl, do your thing. Everyone needs to get some. I respect you. I support it. Like, you know what? We love boys. She's boy crazy. But come on. I don't need to hear which guy you're dating this week.
And now she's dating the One Direction guy.
Another 18-year-old. Does she think that's going to work out?
You know what? I don't know what she has about the,
She's like a little baby. You know what it is? These like celebrity. You know, they all grow up in the limelight. And they're still babies. So they're attracted to these, like, childish men. I don't know. If he's hot enough the moment, she'll date him.
It's
like she runs a profile.
I don't know why she's doing these 18-year-olds. Babe, Taylor, if you're going to go with an 18-year-old, go with the Kennedy.
No.
Go with the fucking Kennedy.
I'm over the Kennedy. Kennedy curse. No one wants to deal with that.
All right. Well, what do you think of then the guy who she's seen with of One Direction? You're not a fan of One Direction?
I mean, like, I like that song they sing. You know, it's kind of fun when it's on the radio because I sort of know the words. But, no, I really could care less about One Direction. It's like another Justin Bieber times 5. It's just like, I can't. It's enough already. We get it. You're English, so that makes you 20 times cuter, which I understand. An accent makes you more attractive. But to be honest, this Harry Styles boy is just a little much.
I don't think he's so cute, by the way, to be honest with
you. It's the hair and the accent. The little girls go crazy for that.
What do you think of the royal baby? We called it last week.
We did.
We broke the fucking story.
We did. Before they were publishing it, we said it.
2 weeks ago, we broke the story. We did. On this radio show, Jack and Remy broke that Kate Middleton was pregnant, and then it was confirmed. But
we were sure of it. Well, first of all, she has this rare thing that happens with less than 1% of pregnant women, where she gets sick and nauseous. That's like, you know, she was in the hospital and there was that whole drama with the
nurse that killed herself.
Yeah, the radio, which I don't even want to talk about that. It's like so negative, I can't get involved, but I'll tell you this. She has this rare, like, sort of kind of like a disease. I'm not really sure what it is, but basically she's going to be overly morning sick, so she's just gonna keep throwing up, so she's just gonna get skinnier throughout her whole pregnancy. So it's just like, God hates all of us, okay? Let's be real. Like, first of all, a girl becomes a princess. She's not from any royal lineage. It's not like she was like a lady of this or that. She was just a college girl whose parents ran into some money.
They didn't even run into the money.
They, like, made the business, and it became successful. Like
a party business.
And it became really successful. I don't know. Whatever. The point is that she becomes a princess, and now she gets to be skinny throughout her pregnancy.
I don't get
that. So you just hate your life now anymore?
I just don't. But so she's going to throw up the whole pregnancy, you're saying?
Something like that.
And I cannot.
I don't think this is true. So
we're doing our in touch flip. Mm-hmm. So just know that we're like scattering around. But I'm reading Gavin humiliates Gwen caught with the nanny. And
but I heard supposedly it's his sister, and that that's the thing. In touch, I love you. You know what? But you sometimes give us false information, and I don't like it. And I'll tell you this: supposedly it's been confirmed that that's his sister.
Oh, you're serious. Wow, okay, is that his sister?
If it is, it's like, who cares? And if it's the nanny, you know what? Everyone's jumping their nanny at this point. Every celebrity has done it. Especially ones who have very cool, good-looking wives, I have to say. And the nanny is never as good-looking as the wife. And it's just a thing. I think we've spoken about this before. Men just desire something else. They're usually not as attractive. My friend was saying, like, today she was saying to me that Well, if a guy cheats and it's less, you know, attractive, it makes him think that, like, his standards are low and they're of me. I said, no, you'd be more upset if she was good looking, because then you'd be like, exactly. I'm not good looking
exactly.
enough. It's better that she's ugly, because it means he's just a real fool. So, I mean, if he's cheating, I forget it. I'm over it, that story.
Okay, fine. Well, then let's just keep turning. What do you think of my... You know, what's my favorite thing to talk about?
Kim!
Now, Chris Humphries wants...
The ring that he didn't pay for.
That's actually true. So who did pay for the ring?
Supposedly she did, but I thought it was like a lend. It was like an on deal, like she wears the ring, they worked out a deal with the jeweler, but supposedly she ended up having to pay for it.
You are way better than, you're way better than In Touch. How do you get the story so quickly? What do you mean she didn't pay for the ring?
She did pay for the ring. It was like a Britney Spears situation. She paid for her ring.
Well, fucking Britney. No, it's a beautiful ring.
It's 20 carats. It's a little much.
It's too much.
You know, she's a big girl. She can handle that. But most women, like, you know, a big ring is beautiful and nice, but 20 carats is just... It's like, you can't walk, you can't go to the do grocery shopping with a 20 carat ring on.
You sure cannot.
Without expecting to be accosted by anything.
Sorry to break it to you, Remy, she's not grocery shopping.
I'm Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they pretend grocery shop.
They pretend everything. They don't leave that compound. My friend went to that house.
Which house? The Kris Jenner facility?
Yeah, it's a gated community. You can't even get through the gates without, like...
50 passcodes?
And then to get to the house is another... It's like they don't leave that compound, which is fine. It's in Calabasas. I'm not a fan of Calabasas.
No, the location is really bad.
I'm not... Have you ever been to Calabasas?
No, but...
It's far.
It's like... And it's very... It's like so not fun.
It's far. I don't... That's not where I would want to live, but,
That's fine.
Brittany Gets is getting Botox now. I mean, who cares?
I mean, who cares?
Who cares? She needs it. I mean, she doesn't need it. She's... Whatever. I just can't get over...
How skinny Taylor Swift is.
I just can't get over... You know, skinny's out.
You think?
I...
What article? I was reading in a magazine that every woman is curvy now.
And
that's in quotations.
Okay, but what's curvy?
Well, it's like Victoria Beckham saying she uses her own body as the fit model because she represents women. She's skinnier than I am.
Oh, because she's still anorexic? Because she's fucked up.
I don't know. I love Victoria. Don't hate on me.
Oh, you're into her. Okay, because I don't think bony is pretty.
No, but I think also every woman wants to be thin.
Like, this girl here... Stacey Keebler.
Stacey Keebler. Go
but
away.
That's a good body.
She's got a great body. She's like a... But she's a... Okay.
I don't think she's pretty at all.
She's a sumo wrestler, whatever she is. A women's ex-wrestler who's now a dancer / actress or whatever the hell she is, you know, like every other girl in Hollywood. And that's fine. I respect that. I am all about being an actress. I was all into that.
Arts,
I respect that.
The
arts. I'm all about it. However, George Clooney just chooses women who aren't that famous and, like, kind of catapults them into some sort of career. You know, as Joan Rivers said, like, she's dreaming of the ring she's never going to get, you know?
Is that what Joan said?
Something even worse. It was, like, something about the gold. She was wearing a gold dress and she's like, the gold that she'll never get on her finger. Something awful like that.
I love that, Remy. That is hysterical.
But it's true, honestly. I think, what if he's gay?
You know what? I don't think that that's the case. But... I do think that that's the case. A little bit.
It could be, or it's just that, I don't know what he's
saying. I'm only saying
marriage.
That, sorry, I wasn't listening to you because I was reading, guess who my BFF is. No, I think that he is, but then again, I think that he isn't. I think he's just so not able to settle down that he'll try it with men, just to, you know what I mean? Just because he can. It becomes a bottomless pit. It becomes a black hole. I know men like that they could get any girl. But no girl, I don't care if it's Giselle, I don't care if it's fucking Kate Middleton, okay? You're not, they don't settle, they can't find any satisfaction and fulfillment. It's a bottomless pit.
Christian Grey, ladies and gentlemen, does not exist. He doesn't finally take the plain Jane girl and fall in love with her. That's not how the real world works. Men will be complicated forever. A man like that, you know, it's like things like that. I also think, speaking of guys who can get any girl and choose men, Calvin Klein's ex-boyfriend, Nick Gruber. I was just reading the Page Six magazine interview he gave. First of all, okay, Page Six magazine, I read it, whatever.
I love Page Six magazine.
I love Page, the pictures are perfect, the stories are funny, they're short, they're simple, they're to the point. However, I read the 3-page Nick Gruber article, because, like, I had to.
Okay.
And Nick Gruber could get any girl he wanted, yet he just fell for Calvin or something, and I was just like,
how do you fall for
a 60-year-old man with Botox?
70.
Exactly.
70. He's not 60s, he's 70s.
He wanted money. He bought him a Bentley. He bought him in a Bentley and an apartment in the West Village. He was willing to suck that dick.
Remy, I'm going to get so real with you right now that it's going to hurt.
Okay.
I don't begrudge him. I don't know what I would do if I was given that opportunity.
Okay.
Why? I'm going to be, let's back it up with something. I live in an apartment on East 15th Street that I can't afford. And I work a job.
Don't stalk him. He's giving out his address. Don't come here.
I work a job. So why would, and if I'm given an opportunity to have myself blown up, no pun intended, but I'm given the opportunity to date someone who can get me to the next level, why wouldn't I do that? God. Why wouldn't you do that? That's like, wait, I'm trying to think who.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for the noises. We have a very special guest here, Bradley Hazen. That would be Jack's little two-year-old, 3-pound
teacup
Yorkie.
Micro mini.
Wait, Yorkie. Like, who's the yummiest thing ever.
But who's, what? Who do we know that?
But it's not, but no.
Oh, okay, I got one for you.
Who?
Chelsea Handler fucked the president of E, and now she has her own show. But we're not comparing Chelsea Handler to Nick
Gruber. But there's a difference. Nick Gruber dated women and now dates men for money. It's like being a prostitute.
Yeah, I won't do that. That's bad karma.
And no, that's the difference. It's it's like,
I don't know.
If I went out with like Ellen DeGeneres so that I could have our, we could have,
yeah,
our own
talk. Yeah, but are you a dyke? Maybe he's bi.
He just likes everyone. And no, he rolls he up his sleeve. He likes money and money. Power and private planes.
You know, I'm just a little concerned because he is my friend on Facebook. So I'm just hoping that, I don't think he's ever going to, but I just, I don't know. I don't mind.
I don't get it. He looks like every other hick.
No, listen.
He looks like an Abercrombie model.
No, yes,
and not like, and like,
whoa,
like he got cut.
Up,
wait. An Abercrombie up. Model that got cut in the second round of auditions. Okay. Let's get real.
No,
I mean that in the most loving, caring, sharing way, Nick Gruber.
No, I honestly, you're never going to see him. But honestly, what I really believe with these relationships, these sugar daddy relationships, are that it never works out on both sides. It never works out on both sides. Like, if it's not the sugar baby, it's the sugar daddy that's over it. If it's not the sugar daddy, it's the sugar baby that's like, even I can't stay in this relationship for another second. How many people do we know that were with the richest men and the richest women and still left and are now broke, but they're happier broke than they were when they were getting all that cash only because it was that miserable? So my point is that those things have a little timer on them.
Absolutely.
But when you're Chelsea Handler and now you're dating Andre
Balazs.
Okay. But now she already has her own money. That works out. Because you have something to bring to the relationship.
And also it shows that you're stable and you'll be independent and you don't need him.
Well, I don't
she
think
doesn't need
she
Andre.
Doesn't need Andre, so that's not,
and I
you
can't,
know.
You know, and Andre's like a total modelizer, you know? He dates supermodel after supermodel and young, hot, sexy women. Now here he's with Chelsea Handler. I like it. I don't know if they're currently still together, are they?
I hope they are, but she likes the black guys. She likes the big black dick. She doesn't like Andre. She doesn't want that preppy guy. She wants to bleed.
Ah, please, no more with that bleeding business. I can't even.
She doesn't.
Jack and I had a very personal conversation today.
Oh my God.
And let's just say that Jack has a new saying he likes to say that he wants the sex to make it.
No, I never said that. Or anything. Shut up. That's not what I said.
Not for him. Not for him. Just like a joke in general about if it makes you bleed. But it's just so inappropriate and gross.
With a coworker, I said, she's like, oh, you know, I have great sex. I was like, well, are you bleeding? Like, what's great sex? Like, what's great
sex? I think we should move on from that topic.
And we're going to move on.
Are Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez together? Speaking of bleeding.
I want to know.
Are they together this week? Let's look.
You know what? I want to know. Is that... No, I think that... Listen. Mark my words. Those two are getting married. They're both too famous for anybody else.
What about...
Where's Lady Gaga these days? That's what I wanted to talk about on the show. Yeah, but talking about music artists. Where's she?
I forgot about Lady Gaga. She gained weight. She got a boyfriend.
She's still dating that guy?
Yeah, that actor. You know, let me just tell you, that's what happens. You gain 15 pounds.
She put on that freshman 15. But
she
put on
the freshman 15. You date a boy. I know, you become antisocial.
Who the fuck? Yeah. But you know what? I think she'll always rule the world, Lady Gaga, because her underlying intention is always coming from a place of...
I'm famous.
No.
Yeah.
Opposite. I think that she really does not care about the fame.
Oh, really? I think she's fame hungry. I think...
You do?
I think she desires it so much. And actually, I think her message is pretty good. She's all about equality and,
Be
who you are and gay rights and all these, like, amazing, amazing things.
She needs to chill with the gay rights for a minute.
Like, I get it.
She
your
needs
friends
to
are gay.
Chill with the gay... She knows that... She took that... Did you see the interview she had with Oprah?
I don't think so.
Yeah, she had an interview with Oprah and she did that whole thing with, you know, I just grew up on the Upper East Side, I was a nothing, but... I don't know.
On the Upper East Side, I was nothing?
Yeah, that whole thing, like, she got herself...
Whatever, the point
is... Lindsay's going to prison, by the way. Before we continue, we just should throw
that
in there.
Speaking of people who gained the freshman 15.
No, she... But you know what it is? She fucking injected her face and lips, so now her face looks even fatter.
Oh, she's
speaking of gaining... And she's wearing a Missoni for Target dress... She's really on crack.
And the orange hair now, and the pink lipstick, and the punching girls in the face.
Is she still a dyke, by the way? Speaking of.
No, I don't think so.
Well, she looks horrendous. I'm not interested in her, but I think she will go to prison. Whatever.
I'm eating Jack's amazing kale salad.
Yeah.
He got me into kale.
Like, well, because it's so much healthier than romaine. Whatever. Do you think Darren Criss, you know who that is, right?
No.
Yeah, you do. The guy from, Glee.
Which one? I don't watch Glee.
Oh, God. Okay, fine. Let's just move on.
How about Gossip Girl?
It's over. Why are you still watching
because
it?
Because I had to watch. You have to watch the final season. Come on.
I hate it. Is it, what happened?
Okay, so, where do I begin?
Lindsay Lohan or Taylor Swift, who's the next Yoko Ono? You know what? I don't... This is so... I can't listen to the...
Oh, yeah, everyone's saying that... Everyone hates Taylor Swift in that band. Oh, and Lindsay Lohan is chasing around one of those boys from the band The Wanted. She stole his sweatshirt. She followed him to Avenue, where she punched a girl in the face for supposedly flirting with... This other girl, I don't know.
You know what? She's unhinged. I don't go for anyone who's volatile. Who the fuck is Crystal Harris? Oh my God, guys, Hugh Hefner's engaged.
I feel like that's been happening, though. Well, didn't that happen a while ago? Or they're not engaged anymore?
Okay, so here, I just got the story. Even though, by the way, we're gonna get ourselves in so much trouble. We re-listen to this and say we should have did this, and we spent too much time. We weren't organized, but we'll just let that go. This webcast and something. Hugh Hefner is engaged to a 26-year-old. He is
rough.
Fucking 86 years old.
She's 60 years younger than him.
You know what? She's 60 fucking years younger than him. Exactly.
Do you think they're in love?
Do you think she has a placenta? Like, what do you... What? I don't know what that means, but... This is like Nick Gruber.
Oh, Nick
like
Gruber.
Nick Gruber had to get teabagged, just like this girl does. No, it's just, I'm so not into this. Oh my God, Katie Holmes' show is a bomb.
I heard people are walking
Holmes
out.
Katie Holmes' show is a bomb. We're doing the Perez rundown. Katie Holmes' show is a bomb. But do you think she's pretty? I think she's cute. I don't think
I'm
she's
over
pretty.
Her, too. Honestly, girl.
You're saying that she's boring.
Surrey is more interesting. You know I love Surrey and Surrey's Burn Book, and I love everything Surrey, and I'm all about Surrey.
I'm not. She's going to be such a star. It's crazy.
It's like a little nauseating. Like, her she's fame gonna levels be. Are going to be unbelievable. I mean, when you're Surrey Cruise, like, I kind of feel bad for those other two cruises, the ones that aren't biological. And that's...
Yeah, what? How does he have a black son?
Oh, him and Nicole Kidman. He and Nicole Kidman adopted a baby.
Why would they adopt it?
It's because I don't think she could have kids. And then that's probably why they also got divorced, because that's a breach in the Tom Cruise agreement.
So they were married that long ago? Because the
years
kid's
ago.
Like 18.
Yeah, and he's in a movie, and like I think he's like one scene or something.
Connor, would you fuck him?
No.
I wouldn't.
He's a DJ.
Go next to that. I don't.
He's a DJ.
I wouldn't think you would.
No. Black guys are not my thing.
Yeah, no.
Nice
but
to look at sometimes.
No, I had... Listen, I was asking a girl. I was like, that works at Westville. I wonder if she's my friend on Facebook. Maybe she'll listen to the radio show. But I asked her, I said, you know, to me... And this... I was like, I mean this in the most non-offensive way ever. But are you into black guys? And she looked at me, and she was going to take her hand and smack me so hard against the face. But then I was going to say... But if a black guy asked a black girl, you know, are you into white guys? She wouldn't be so, you know, hugely offended. Like, what is it? You guys are just afraid of that.
We're prudes.
You're prudes.
It's black more... guy is like a next level.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, a black guy to me, I mean, some like, you know, Tyson Beckford is beautiful. How many times he's always on the New York nightlife, like, scene. He is beautiful.
Why is he? He's 40,000
years old. He
helped
me look for my bag one time at a club.
Who?
Tyson. He had like a flashlight in his hand. He's like, here, let me help you. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Bye. I'm way too young to be here. Okay. And then, it was freshman year of college. And then, I have to say, he's good looking. But like, there's something about it. Like, I just think of my Jewish mother. And like, what happens when I bring home a black man? Jane would lose it.
Honestly, I don't know what that would happen.
I don't know either.
I can't imagine your mother. Oh my God. Why? It's so depressing when you're like reading like a gossip thing and also they start talking about the deaths of the celebrities' animals. And it happens all the time. Like Kim Kardashian's cat died. And now Miley.
She has a cat?
She had a pussy.
How did we know about that? I never saw it on Keeping Up.
We all know Miley Cyrus is an extreme dog lover. Soon as she tweeted that her 2-year-old. Lila passed away. We knew that the starlet was hurt.
It was only two?
Yeah, that's really, really, really depressing.
How about that she has a buzz cut and looks like...
Why'd she do that to herself?
Like, what's her name? What's that singer who they just resurfaced pictures from her years later? The one who was really bald and beautiful and now she's just...
I know exactly you're talking about.
what's her name?
Sade... No, Sade Better-en-Y is the news anchor.
It's...
Or
Channel 7. No.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, like,
Sinead
she has
O'Connor.
Almost a Sinead look going on.
Oh my God.
A platinum blonde buzz cut with, like, a faux hawk in the middle. Like, how are you going to walk down the aisle with that?
Wow, I...
How are you going to get married with that hair?
You're not.
Okay, and here's another thing. She's going to be wearing a Kim Zolciak collection wig to her wedding.
Yeah, Kim, you know, I wanted to Google that for you guys, by the way. I'm going to do it right now. Top paid housewives. Top paid... Kim.
Do you think they'll last Liam and Miley? Do you think they'll stay married?
I do. Are they married already?
No, they're engaged. That's why I'm saying. How is she going to walk down the aisle with looking like a dyke?
No, she is going to look like a dyke. But you know what? She's going to... Honestly, she's going to stay with him because those two are very... They're very in tune with each other and they're...
Yeah, like she takes off work when he's working and like he does for her. It's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. And high school sweethearts, you wouldn't think so, but for the most part, they all stay together. They grew too much. They, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like Crystal and... What's his name?
Crystal.
Hugh.
They're high school sweethearts. He was the janitor. High school sweetheart. He was the old creepy janitor.
Wait.
And she was a sub.
Did you go to Jewish school?
For a few years.
Which one?
No. See, if I tell you, you're not going to make it as legitimate because it was conservative.
Was it in the city or in Forest Hills?
It was in Queens. Salman Schechter.
I know Salman Schechter, but that is...
It's a conservative school. Girls were allowed to wear pants, only skirts on Fridays, and,
You had to wear skirts on Fridays. Why?
Shabbat. I'm not going to give a Jewish history lesson or a Jewish, like, religious lesson here, but I liked it. I learned a lot. I actually learned a lot because all the teachers were super Israeli. So, like, they really Israeli'd your ass hard.
What did you... Did it make you Hasidic?
No, it just made me have... I chose to go there. It made me have more desire to get in touch with my religion and my spirituality. But it was also... I'm very interested in my religion and not just the spirituality aspect of it, which I love. I'm interested in both. I find both so fascinating. Moving on. Enough about me.
Oh, God. I fucking love...
There's a new Vanderpump show, in case anyone's interested, called Vanderpump Rules. It's, as she says, it's about the two restaurants. The one restaurant you take your wife, and the other one where you take your mistress. And I'm like, why are you promoting that?
Why? Because she's a Brandy, British whore.
Brandy Glanville is going to...
Because she's a nobody who got on a show, and now she's going to make herself a somebody.
Well, she had a restaurant always.
She didn't need the money. She didn't need the money.
They don't need the money.
She didn't need the money. But you know what? She's not letting it go. She's fame. They get fame hungry, but why do you want to be fame hungry in your 60s?
Because why not?
Why wouldn't you... Like, where were you in your 20s?
She was beautiful.
No, she wasn't.
Look it up.
Her husband is the ugliest looking human being I've ever seen. They're not.
I think they are.
You do?
Well, they're staying together. They could get divorced, but who wants the hassle, really?
Whatever happened to Cedric? Do you guys remember Cedric?
Yes, we were just talking about this before.
I'm going to Google Cedric.
What happened to Cedric? He's a driver on her Bentley. Where? He and Nick Gruber had to return theirs to the same location.
No, you know, listen.
Nick Gruber is selling his on Craigslist because he has to pay for his apartment now that Calvin's not paying the bill.
Well, you know what? So many gigolos in this town anyway. Miami, though, talk about hookers. Fucking, it's a town of whores. Miami is a town of whores. It's a town of whores.
I think you're being a little harsh.
And then LA is a town of glorified high-paid escorts. And then New York is a place where people just don't talk about it. They just use people for money.
But everything is very under the radar in New York, which I like. It's like, you know what? It's no one's business what I'm doing, what my mindset is. It's no one's business that guy is sleeping with that girl, you know, because her dad is, you know, a multi-gazillionaire. I don't care. No one cares. I knew people like that in high school. A guy dated this girl because she was super wealthy, and, like, his dad was, like, famous in Russia, but, like, here he wasn't as established. Whatever. He dated this multi-gazillionaire girl. She spoiled him rotten. She was happy because she was having sex. He was happy because he was getting stuff.
So then that works. That works.
Everyone was happy. Works. It was a Nick Gruber, Calvin Klein in high school, okay?
You loved him. Oh, my gosh.
He's just on my mind. Page Six magazine, on my mind.
Well, it's an easy, relatable...
They have funny quotes from celebs.
It's so relatable. You know, people just... It's so easy to follow. They don't have to worry about feeling stupid after.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever try to read the New York Times? I swear,
I'm getting really good at the crossword puzzle.
No. Let me tell you something.
I have a brain, and I like to use it, so I challenge myself at the crossword puzzle, which I love doing. My dad's amazing at it.
I know. I never got into that shit.
I read the New York Times. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming. I'm just like, what is going on? There's no pictures. I'm like, where are the pictures? You know?
I say that too. But then again, like, the New York Post every day, they have, like, people get run over by trains.
Oh, my God.
And killers. And I just don't care.
No, they're drama. New York Post is all about the drama. And it's so funny because they're a Republican newspaper.
I can't even...
Republican newspaper, and it's all drama.
Over it. What do you? I saw a picture. I want. Oh God, I have it for you right here. I'm gonna have. I have it for you, right here. It's a picture of J-Lo from 1993. And oh, if no. you saw no, but if you saw what she looked like,
Jenny from the Block.
It was worse. It was. It was.
What was she Consuela called? Consuela
from the fucking Bronx.
Made in Manhattan. I always Come
say
on.
That. I always say that, but. If I tell you...
But she's a glamazon now. She is the... You know, that word glamazon is Jennifer Lopez.
What does glamazon even mean? I don't even know what that means.
I think Tyra Banks, you know, coined it or something. But basically, it's like the ultimate in glamour. In like Amazonian, though, level. Which, that's J-Lo. It's Amazonian glamour. Is Amazonian or... It might be. Whatever. The point is, it's like Amazon level glamour. Like... In the safari.
In the safari.
That's J-Lo. She's in the safari.